Hello, and welcome to New Hope Christian Fellowship with Pastor John Gilbert.
The sad surprise. Shall I repeat that? The sad surprise. I know we like surprises. I know we like to be happy. I know we like to get excited and things like that. But to have a sad surprise, how terrible is that? How hard it is to take that upon you. Probably like Alice. I can't, Janet, how about you move over here? I can't see your face. All right. I can't see. Nice to see people's faces. All right. Anyway, Lord Jesus, please help us today with our sermon. And please help us to understand it and to fathom these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So I'm going to go to Matthew's Gospel. And there is a passage here in chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. And it's a solemn saying. You know, once upon a time we had a preacher come here. He was marvelous. We were honored to have him. I remember when he came to our home after the sermon, him and his wife. His name was Dr. Felix Kanote. He was a Ghanaian. He's a professor. He's a physician. He told me once he had better qualifications for his trade than the Queen's doctor. Queen Elizabeth II. Anyway, we invited him here and he preached a sermon. And do you know what? It rocked me. I've never forgotten it. I'd never forgotten the text. And that text has always been on my mind since I heard Felix Kanote. He's 93 years of age and he goes to the Alexander Row Congregational Church. Anyway, he read this passage and it says this. Chapter 7, Matthew's Gospel, verse 21, 22, 23. He says this. Jesus is saying, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. How solemn. How sad. What a shock to the system. People prophesying in Jesus' name. People casting out devils in Jesus' name. People that done many wonderful things in Jesus' name. What a shock, what a surprise that he should say, depart from me, I never knew you. Who wants to hear words like that? Not me, not you, not Paul Rumsky. You know, I have to say, there are many, many disappointments in life. And we should not take everything that happens, we should not take it for granted. Because disappointments come. And you're not expecting them. But they happen. Mark my word. They might happen in your family. They might happen in your place at work. You could have dreams. Jethro is like nearly 18 or something like that. He's doing his A-levels. Linnell's at uni. They got their whole life ahead of them. You wait. As you grow up, you experience things. You think, cool, I never saw that one coming. You just got to be prepared. And you've got to stick close to Jesus to help you, guide you, and lead you along the way. I tell you, people got goals, and they want to attain those goals. But circumstances in life rob you of achieving those goals. You know, I'm at the moment, I was looking forward, I have to say, I thought I might live in my dad's house. I know at the moment I can't see that dream ever happening. So I've got a little disappointment in my heart that I might have to let things go. Let it go. But it comes, I say these things, it's a disappointment. Let me say this to you though. The greatest disappointment. What could it be? What could the greatest disappointment in life be? Shall I tell you? The greatest disappointment that could ever happen is to miss out on heaven. You imagine going to church every week for the whole of your life and then you miss out on heaven. You think, well, what was that all about? Well, let's examine. Let's check it out. Somebody sang a song. Somebody wrote a song about heaven. And it had a line in it and said this. Everybody's talking about heaven. Well, they're not all going there. People talk about it. People sing about it. People believe about it. But they might never ever get there. It's shocking, isn't it? And do you know, this is hard to say these things. The saddest surprise of all will be this, that you're hoping to go to heaven and you end up in hell. Won't that come as a big surprise? Won't that come as a big shock? It would, wouldn't it, Janet? Well, let's consider. I've read the text and I'll read it again. Not who's speaking? Who's speaking? The Lord Jesus. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What went wrong? Let's find out. Let's examine. Because these labourers, and you have to say, they said, verse 23. Was it 23? No, 22. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name done cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. So these people, whoever they are, they've done three things that actually look godly. They've done three things that actually look like they're godly people, religious people. They're labourers because they're working. They put their hand to the plough. They're doing something for God. How do we explain this? Shall we find out? Come on, let's go to the first heading. And it says this, my first heading is in verse 21. They profess Christ. That's what they did. But they did not possess him. That is my first point. They spoke about him, but they did not possess him. They did not embrace him. They did not fellowship intimately with him. They knew about him, but they weren't. Last week, what did we say in the park? You must be. You remember. Were they ever born again? This is worth us considering, because I do not want to wake up in hell. Do you?
No.
No. You said that emphatically, didn't you? They said the right words, but they missed the message. They called him Lord, but they didn't make him their Lord. Do you understand me? They accepted his title, Jesus Christ, the Christ that must come, but they failed in their own hearts to trust him. That's what they did. I'll put it another way, plain man's language. They might have talked the talk, but they didn't walk the walk. We don't want that to be us, do we? They put on a good front. That's what they did. But they faked their faith. They faked their faith. You heard of fake news? This is fake faith. They majored on works instead of God's will. That's what they done. And they had a religion, but they ignored. They ignored redemption. We heard Liam. We heard him say about the bread and the wine. He even told us that Jesus was crucified on the cross. He even read John 3:16. So they had a religion. And they outwardly looked religious, but they ignored what redemption is. They, do you know, Jesus said, if a man wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow after me. I don't think they took up their cross. They allowed their sins to remain. It's very sad. They forgot something, and that is that salvation requires facing our sins. We have to face up to them, and we have to take them to Jesus, and we have to receive his forgiveness. That's what being born again is about. You have to go to the place where you make a start and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being a bank robber. I'm sorry for mugging an old lady last week. Whatever your sins are, I don't know what they are. I'm just making them up. But you can't carry on. So doing God's will begins with receiving Jesus Christ. Anyway, let's go to John's Gospel and let me read you a scripture. John chapter 6. John chapter 6. John chapter 6, and I'll read it to you, verse 37 onwards. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out, he says. I'll repeat that. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which is, let me repeat, verse 39, and this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And verse 40, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. So the Lord has made promises to us that the Lord will raise you up at the last day if you're doing what he wants you to do. If you're serving him, if you're walking with him, if you're trusting in him, he will raise you up. He's promised that. But you have to be faithful. You have to be straightforward and honest with him. And I say to you, and I ask you this question, because it's serious. Have you turned from your sins to the Saviour? They worked, my next heading, heading number two. They worked to impress, but they earned final distress. Verse 22. Was it Matthew 7? 22. Maya, are you going to tell them to be quiet? Tell them at 1 o'clock they can use their microphone. Is it because of that? I think it's coming through the wall, Maya. Sorry, everybody. I'm distracted by the, you know. If you permit me to knock on their door, just give me 2 minutes, all right? Just give me 2 minutes. Maya, hold that mic. They worked to impress, but they earned final distress. We don't want that. Similar to, you know, I don't want it. We want to live in the Spirit. The Lord says those that are walking the Spirit, they are sons, sons of the Lord, sons of God. And that's, we don't want to live in the flesh. I could act in the flesh and have a fight, but I don't want to fight. Anyway, what I will say is, these people that this scripture talks about, they were busy, religious people. They knew, and do you know what's amazing? They knew enough about scripture. They did. We've never had it before, Chi. Yeah, that's what we thought. Chi, thank you very much. Listen, this is sad. This is really sad. Because it says here that these people, they said that they prophesied in the Lord's name. So they knew enough about scripture to explain prophecy. I mean, you have to know your Bible, don't you? You need to know the scriptures or the word of God. And when the wise men went to Herod to find out where the Christ should be born, he that would be king of the Jews, what did he do? He consulted his wise men, and didn't they say in Bethlehem of Judea? Do you remember that? Those Herod's wise men, his own wise men, knew where the Christ ought to be born. So these people here understand and know prophecy. This is getting worse. They claim to have power. And they claim to have power over demonic forces. You've got to know a certain amount of things about Christianity and the Bible. But if you're not born again, born of the Spirit, you're doing it in the flesh, aren't you? We ought to be not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Oh, dearie me. These people, I don't know, Nika knows what we're... I'm reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 21. And Jesus says, not everyone that comes after to me and says, Lord, Lord, you know, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. All right, but this is verse 22. These people called people. Let me say this again. There were people that called on these people to cast out devils. They cast out devils, these people. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. In 1988, I got born again. 1988. I was bad. I was a tattooist. I was a drug addict. I was a bad person. Most people, if you said, oh, look, there's a Johnny G, you know, on his big motorbikes and whatever, most people might want to stay out of my way. But I got saved. I got born again. And I started going to church. I started wanting to know Jesus. You know, I had a change of heart. And a change of lifestyle. I burnt all my wild clothes. You know, my Hell's Angel stuff had to go. And I went to this so-called Bible week. And while I was there, I saw a lady. And she was crawling under the table. And then crawling under the chair. And I said to my friend, what's going on there? Eh? What's she up to? He said, she's got a demon. I said, has she? What's that mean? So I was watching. Oh, these people are going to cast the demon out, he said. I said, oh, they really? And there she was, under the table. All of that. You know, I'm telling you the facts. Well, guess what happened? I couldn't believe it. That was 1988. In 1994, something else happened. You know what it was? The Toronto blessing. You heard of that, some of you, haven't you? Well, guess what struck me? The thing that struck me was this. The way the people in the church was acting, like that, I said to myself, I've seen that before somewhere, haven't I? Yes, Peterborough Bible Week. Remember the woman under the table, shaking away, and then under the chair? And I thought, this is funny. Oh, Graham told me that was woman was demon possessed. And then I went to the church in Canada, the Toronto thing. And there they were, all doing the same thing that the woman under the table was doing. And they said, it's the Holy Spirit this time. I didn't like it. I did not like it. It's either one or the other, isn't it? It's either the work of God or the work of the devil. And I didn't like it. Anyway, I'm letting you know, it was confusing. But these people, they were bold. And they said that they had power over the devil. That's what they said. I didn't like it. And that's what's going on here. These people saying they got power over the devil. They were pleased. I have to say this. They were pleased in their own religious works. That's what it says. Matthew chapter 7. And I'm reading verse 22. Matthew 7:22. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? That's what they think it is. Many wonderful. Well, I've got a microphone. I can speak in different languages. I can make myself known all over Grove Hill. Oh, it's in the flesh, mate. In the flesh. God's not pleased. God wants us to walk in the Spirit. Be gentle. Be as gentle as doves. Wise as a serpent. You know, others, they may have been impressed because of the wonderful works of these people. You know, it can look impress me when I was young in the faith, but they're proud. They are proud. They are doing their works in God's name. You know, and they didn't perhaps start the right way. Everything they're doing is all in the flesh just to show off. And the Lord says, you know, he's interested in us being spiritual. You know, I ask you this question, if you don't mind. Do you feel that you're in the Spirit today? Or you're someone that wants to impress everybody living in the flesh? Because the Bible says somewhere that living in the flesh is at enmity with God. God doesn't like it. He's a spiritual being, God. And he wants to minister to us in a very, very gentle, spiritual way. We know that the Holy Spirit, he is a spirit. And if any one of us asks God, you know, please, Lord, please comfort my soul. Please come and be in my heart, Lord Jesus. By his Spirit, he will come. But he does say this elsewhere, you know, we need to repent. And perhaps this is you. Perhaps you're on this road, going down this road saying, oh, I can prophesy in Jesus' name. I can do all these wonderful works in Jesus' name. I can cast out devils in Jesus' name. Maybe that's you. And maybe you're doing it in the flesh to impress all your friends. Eh? Maybe. I'm just asking. Lord says, change, repent. Don't be proud just because you can do these wonderful works. Let me tell you this, right? In the scriptures, how many disciples did the Lord Jesus have? Anyone know? 12. And was one a devil? Judas Iscariot? And he actually says, when they're breaking bread, yes, one of you is a devil. Well, forgive me, please. Would you like it if I was to say this morning one of you is a devil? No. I'm treading on thin ground there, aren't I? Yes. None of us want to hear that. But Jesus himself said that one of you is a devil, and it happened to be Judas Iscariot. And remember this. Didn't the Lord send the 12 out, two by two, to evangelize, to witness? And he gave them power and authority to cast out devils. And yet Judas Iscariot, who was a devil himself, actually went out casting out devils. But it didn't save him, did it? It did not save the man. How shocking. How shocking that a person could even get to apostolic status and do all the wonderful works of God, and yet he woke up in hell. That's the reality of what I'm saying. You know, you go to, very briefly, I'm going to touch on a subject, Bob. Very, very... Pardon? No, he didn't. Why? He loved the money, Bob. Only because he sold the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Only because he threw it. Well, it's a good lesson to learn, Bob. Good lesson to learn. No worries, I don't mind. He threw the money back, but the damage was done. He sold the Lord Jesus to the enemy. He sold him. Would you sell me? Would you want to sell me? What if someone down the road come in here and said, Bob, I'll give you 10 grand for John Gilbert's head. You say, well, that's nice. I can trust you, don't I? That's nice, he said. Do you understand me? Somebody, they offered, but I don't know what the difference is nowadays, 30 pieces of silver, but I'm sure Judas Iscariot said the same thing. That's nice. Now I know where we stand, Bob Minier. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He said, we know who the devil is then, don't we? See how easy it is. Temptation. Temptation will come our way. And Jesus says, watch and pray. Because the devil goes round like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. And that 10 grand might be just what it needs to change somebody's mind. You know, we're to be loving and caring for one another. Hey, Bob. Hear this, though. In the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, Paul is describing many things. I'll just read a few verses, right? Listen. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, right? Have not charity, I am becoming brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And what the word of God is saying is charity is above all these other things. All the gifts, all the, you know, things that you do in the ministry or whatever. Charity, the love of God, and the love of your neighbour is more important than all these other things, you know? And that is the priority of God. The Good Samaritan, he wasn't even one of God's chosen people. But yet, when he saw the man half beaten to death and in the gutter, who came along? The religious people, the Levite and the priest. They walked past on the other side of the street. Was their religion true or false? It's like saying, does one add one equal two? If they couldn't walk on the other side of the street, their religion is worthless. It's nothing. It's valueless. Where are they going to end up when they meet the Lord? Are they going to heaven? I'll let you answer. Some people are proud in their religious garments. You know, the Lord Jesus stood before Caiaphas and all the Sanhedrin, and what did they say? Crucify him. They were religious people. They were godly people. They're supposed to be godly people. And they looked religious because they wore religious clothes. And they managed the temple. But they wanted Jesus crucified.
And that's what I said. They were crucified.
Thank you, Liam. Psalm 15. Who will ascend the hill of the Lord? Do you remember I read it out earlier on? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. those religious people that backed up Caiaphas, did they have clean hands and a pure heart? They will go into judgment. They will meet the Lord. They will stand face to face with him. And what will he say? Depart from me, you evildoers. I don't even know you. Unless you repent. Unless you change your heart, rend your garments, and get born again. Do you understand me? The title of the sermon was A Sad Surprise. Do you think they're going to have a sad surprise? And they thought they were doing things for God. Terrible. Ephesians, please. Ephesians chapter 2. And I'll read you this verse. Chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. I'll read it to you. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. There's nothing you can do to impress God until he saves you by grace. That's what it says. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm telling you, Jesus is right. On that day, when people go to meet him, they say, Lord, Lord, I swept the church every Sunday morning before everyone came, Lord. I even put the chairs out, Lord. Yeah, I've done it for you, I've done it for them. Yeah. And then I got the hump. And then I got drunk. And then I started swearing. Do you understand? God wants clean hands and a pure heart. He don't want us backstabbing our brother or our sister. But some people do that. Very sad. And it says it in Titus. It repeats a similar thing. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. He says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. It's not what you've done. It's according to his mercy that he saves you by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh. Salvation is by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus. Let me just wrap it up. We've got a few more minutes. These people, they claim to be winners. That's what they claim to do, but they're just sinners. The Lord's response to their false profession: I never knew you. That's the Lord's response. Depart from me. We don't want to hear those words, do we, Nika? No, you're Nika as well. Oh. Sorry, Janet. These are words spoken by Jesus. Depart from me. The words we want to hear are, well done, good and faithful servant. They're the words we really want to hear. But why would he say such words? You know, these widely honoured professors, it says that they worked the works of iniquity. That's not good, is it? The Lord, I mean, you can't pull the wool over the Lord's eyes. You might be able to pull the wool over other people's eyes, but you can't do it with him. Hypocrisy is hypocrisy, and he can see it. He can see it in our hearts if we've been hypocrites. Hey? Any hypocrites here this morning?
I hope not.
I hope not. For 10 grand? Maybe. Do you have clean hands? And do you have a pure heart? Hey? I ask the questions, you know the answers. No one's saying nothing though. Would the Lord be willing to say, well done? If we all ended up in heaven this afternoon because of some tragic circumstances, would the Lord be pleased with us all? Well, you're sure about that, aren't you? Would he say, well done, good and faithful servant? I ask you today, you know, I love you. You love me. We love one another. But I'm challenging you because there'll come in a day when we will have to face the facts. We will go to glory and meet the Lord. And he'll tell us the facts. He'll tell us whether we're real or not real. We have to get things in order. So make sure you're saved. Make sure you're born again. Make sure you're walking with him. Please, don't put it off. Once saved, some people say, oh, we're saved. Well, if that's true, let's get saved and let's walk with Jesus for the rest of our lives. Don't wait. Don't end up with a sad surprise. Yes? Lord, we come before you today. And we just ask, Lord, for your direction. We just ask, Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will fall upon each and every one of us. Will come into our hearts. Come and start a relationship with us. Oh, Lord God, come into us. Come and be with us. Knock on the door of our hearts. And you're welcome to come in, Lord. And show us the things that you want us to do. Show us the people that you want us to be, that we might please you and honour you and be able to honour one another, serve one another, love one another. And as we do these things, that the Spirit of God just will come upon us all. Even in flames of fire, Lord, we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing our final hymn.
Thank you for joining us today. We meet at Grove Hill Community Center at 11:30 p.m. in Hemel Hempstead. God bless you.